With a news update on 99.7 1450 WHTC, I'm Gary Stevens. A family of four in southern Allegan County has passed away from what authorities are initially calling a homicide-suicide on Saturday afternoon. According to Allegan County Sheriff's Detective Lieutenant Mike Brown, deputies were dispatched to an address off of 54th Street in Lee Township around 12:35 p.m. after a man who had gone to that residence to check on family members inside didn't get a response. That man called 911 when he peered into the windows and saw his niece lying on the bottom floor of that bi-level home. When deputies arrived, they opened the front door and discovered the bodies of 34-year-old Roger Kyle Hager, 35-year-old Cindy Klaus, and two children aged 10 and 13. All four had apparent fatal gunshot wounds, and an initial investigation indicated that Hager had shot the other three and then turned the weapon upon himself. An autopsy will be conducted before a final cause of death is determined. A longtime friend, Nick LaPointe, was incredulous.
His kids? Have you ever seen a family that just meshed? That's them. This can't happen. Loved his kids more than anything in this world.
While neighbor Kevin Heisemick reported hearing gunfire.
I heard a couple of shots about three in a row that were very fast and repetitive. And there was about 3 seconds silence. And after that, is maybe another six shots or so, all in a row.
The slain mother's sister, Amy Klaus, has started a GoFundMe account to pay for the burials of Cindy Klaus and her two daughters. The case remains open, and anyone with any information is asked to contact the Allegan County Sheriff's Department or Allegan County Silent Observer. A 27-year-old Holland man is facing at least 10 years in federal prison and perhaps more after a plea deal with the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Michigan. Federal prosecutor Mark Totten announced on Friday that Jason Duane has pleaded guilty to a count of possession of more than 5 kilograms of cocaine with intent to distribute. Duane has admitted to keeping about 19 kilos of coke inside a home last summer that was packaged in bricks, stored in and around a laundry room to which he had access and had planned to sell these bricks for profit. Investigators from various law enforcement entities, including the police services unit of the Holland Department of Public Safety, brought Duenas to justice. No sentencing date at U.S. District Court in Grand Rapids for Duenas was immediately announced. Vehicle break-ins are being investigated at 4 Southeast Grand Rapids nursing homes. Police say Samaritas Senior Living on 32nd Street, Spectrum Health Rehab and Nursing Center on Kalamazoo Avenue, Beacon Hill at Eastgate on Boston Street, and Holland Home Raybrook Campus on Raybrook Street were all hit. Investigators say they believe the same suspects are responsible for the incidents at all 4 nursing homes, and some items were taken. An employee of the Spectrum Health Rehab and Nursing Center scared off the suspects by hitting her panic button when she saw them trying to get into her vehicle. Gas prices in Grand Rapids are tied for the highest in the state, along with Lansing. AAA Michigan says a gallon of gas in the area is $3.34. Statewide average is $3.32. Michigan averages up 13 cents in the past week, a penny more than last month, and 14 cents higher than at this time last year. Lowest price in the state up in Marquette at $3.28. Lawmakers in the U.S. House can finally get down to business after electing a new speaker. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy gained enough support from his own party to become speaker early Saturday by 4 votes. While some political pundits say that he won the gavel at a cost, having made concessions to a group of hardline conservatives that weaken his power as speaker, 7-term Congressman Bill Heising of Zeeland doesn't see it that way.
I honestly think this was a good exercise for us because we have seen factions of the family who never thought they could work together, much less sit in a room together, much less talk to each other, actually work through some things and realize we've got a lot of common goals, almost exclusively common goals, maybe slightly different paths to get there. But I can tell you this, there's also a realization that our path is very, very different than the Democrats' path and where we want to lead the country. And that I think, is the most important element that we have seen.
The House will take up debate on new rules today, and one of the other first items of business, according to McCarthy, is to cut funding for hiring around 87,000 new IRS agents, a move that Heisinger supports in remarks on a Facebook Live post early on Saturday.
We believe that you need a government that's working for you, not working against you, and to have these IRS agents crawling all over hardworking taxpayers and small business owners is just absolutely the wrong signal and the wrong wrong direction to go.
Cable News Network reports this nearly $80 billion investment in the IRS would allow the agency to hire 86,852 full-time employees over the course of a decade, not just enforcement agents in the short term. Albion College men's basketball players want head coach Jody May suspended for using a racial slur in a practice on December 28th. May apologized after a team dinner that night, but one player says it seemed that the apology was scripted and not genuine. The coach returned to the bench for Saturday's game against Trine University after being unofficially suspended for 3 games, but 10 of the 16 players did not take part in the contest in protest. The Britons are slated to host Hope College this coming Saturday evening. One of the stories that made the wire service nationally over the weekend came from Des Moines, where charges may be in store for a man who abandoned a dog outside of an Iowa airport before hopping on a plane to Newark, New Jersey. Now, while this particular circumstance may be unusual, abandoning unwanted pets isn't, and somebody's got to take care of them.
Harbor Humane Society in West Olive has been serving the Lakeshore area for years. Marketing Director Jen Nurnberg says pets are always available for adoption, but it's not something that should be done on a whim.
We have adoption counselors. You know, our team will sit with people and talk about who's a good fit, cat, perfect, dog, bunny, yeah, whatever you're looking for. And then, you know, as it relates to that specific animal, because we have some animals that might have special needs or quirky behavior issues, and we want to make sure that that fits in with, you know, said person or family and their life.
Nurnberg says pet adoption with Harbor Humane is an easy process.
We have an open adoption policy, which means we like to remove any barriers that we can to adoption. So, you know, we don't do home checks. We don't do, you know, we'll usually, if there's other animals in the home, make sure that the animals are up to date on vaccines, things like that. But that's kind of old policy. We don't want to, why would we want anything to get in the way of an animal going home and not being in a shelter?
More information on Harbor Humane Society at harborhumane.org. I'm Dan Evans.
Just as fashion always stays a season ahead of the calendar, so too does tourism.
Although we are in the middle of winter across Michigan, Dave Lorenz with Pure Michigan says they're almost ready to release their new TV ads in February.
Because before you know it, we'll be planning our summer warm weather trips. So we're going to be releasing our warm weather advertising earlier than normal. Because as we look at the data, people are starting to plan a little bit farther out now. So we want to get to them as they're thinking about the middle of winter in February.
I'm Dan Evans.
As the first full week of classes at area schools for 2023 gets underway, law enforcement is asking parents, guardians, and teachers to be on the lookout for students being exploited virtually. While stories of youths being enticed by and subsequently victimized by predators posing as peers in chat rooms continue to be disclosed, one aspect of this sordid crime has emerged as a growing threat, according to Allegan County Sheriff's Detective Lieutenant Mike Brown.
Our biggest area that we're seeing an increase in is a crime which is called, it's loosely called sextortion is what we'll call it. And sextortion just refers to using photographs of somebody to extort them, compromising photographs of somebody to extort them from either money, sexual favors, or sexual acts or sexual content to get them to do what you want them to do. With COVID and the kids being at home, having a lot more screen time with less parental supervision, we had a huge uptick in the amount of crimes that we were seeing reported regarding sextortion.
So what can parents and guardians do to ward off this virtual threat to their youngsters' safety?
The biggest thing is just the first part, education, letting the kids know that everybody who is online may not always appear to be what they seem. They may not be a boy or a girl. They may not be 15, 16 years old. And to really limit conversation with people that you don't know, that's the best way to prevent anything that happens. The second part is to let your children know that if you do find yourself in one of these compromising situations, just to come to your parent, come to law enforcement, tell a friend, tell a teacher that this is going on, and to not take any more drastic steps.
A link to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children's cyber tip line is in this story at WHTC.com. Jamal Williams' second 1-yard touchdown plunge of the game, coming with 5:57 left, lifted the Lions past the Packers in Green Bay last night, 2016.
This game was very special to me. I'm just grateful for my teammates for how they came out, just kept playing. I'm just grateful to be on part of this team. Just the energy around here is great. I'm just glad we came out here and handled business in Lambeau.
Detroit finishes the season at 9-8. Alexander Mattison had a pair of one-yard touchdown runs, while Greg Joseph booted three field goals as the visiting Minnesota Vikings dumped the Bears at Soldier Field yesterday, 29-13. Chicago finishes the season at 3-14 and with the first pick in April's NFL draft. In high school girls basketball this evening, Black River's home to Grand River Prep. Max Domi's goal, 104 in overtime, gave the Blackhawks a 4-3 triumph over the visiting Calgary Flames last night. Chicago entertains the Colorado Avalanche at the United Center on Thursday evening. Tyrese Maxey had 23 points, while James Harden had 20, with 11 rebounds and 11 assists. As the visiting 76ers defeated the Pistons at Little Caesars Arena in Detroit yesterday, 123-111. The two teams have a rematch at Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia tomorrow evening. The Chicago Bulls battle the Celtics in Boston tonight. In state major college basketball yesterday, Detroit lost in overtime at Northern Kentucky, 78-76. And Oakland edged Wright State in Dayton 75-73. Lucas Samanich's 21 points, 10 rebound performance led the visiting Maine Celtics pass to gold yesterday, 121-106. The two teams have a rematch at Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids tomorrow evening. Get the latest news anytime at WHTC.com.